What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, I had a decent meal at McCarthy's Irish Pub here in Oaxaca. So I finally made it out to Oaxaca. It's around midnight on a Sunday. So usually Sunday is like a day off for Mexicans, I guess. So this is why this square is extremely dead. We're gonna find out tomorrow if it has a little bit more life to it than here. So what I've been telling you guys about Oaxaca, this is my first time here. It's nice and cool. I don't know how many thousand feet we're up. I think we're up in the mountain, the highlands, maybe, I don't know, 5, 6, maybe 7,000 feet around there. It's like 60 degrees now or upper 50s. Kind of reminds me a little bit of San Cristobal, except this is wider, bigger, cleaner. I think this is also the capital of the state of Oaxaca. Yeah, this is, I think, Oaxaca, you know, Oaxaca City is the capital of, what you may call it, the state of Oaxaca. So I like the weather here, guys. This place does have a decent expat community, so that's good. You know, one of the things I took notice about here in Mexico is that if a town has a sizable expat community, they don't care if you wear the mask or not. You know, in Tuxtla, where I was this morning, you know, they yell at you if you go into the store without wearing a mask. Same thing in Merida, you have to wear a mask in the stores. But in Cancun, San Cristobal, Playa del Carmen, and even here, because they cater to tourists, they don't care if you wear the mask or not. You know, and I see a lot of Mexicans walking around wearing the mask. So much for Mexicans being, you know, macho and all that stuff. I mean, have they not gotten the memo yet? COVID is over. It's long gone. You know, I was watching a tennis match in London. Not a single person is freaking wearing a mask in the whole damn stadium in London right now. Yet you see Mexicans wearing their freaking mask walking down the street. They're wearing the mask in their car. It's like, come on, man. Anyways, so my first impressions of this town, guys, is that it's cool. You know me, I like cool weather. I'm actually more productive with the cooler weather than I am with hot weather. So right off the bat, I already like the place. Unlike Merida, there's no mosquitoes, no bugs crawling up your legs. The town, as you guys can see, is clean. It's wide. It's not that expensive at all. It's kind of like San Cristobal, maybe a little bit more pricier than San Cristobal, but definitely this place, you guys can live like kings here for well under $1,000 a month. So like I was saying, I was at a McCarthy's Irish Pub. Obviously, being an Irish pub in Mexico, you know you're gonna pay a freaking premium. So I ordered chicken wings and a hamburger. I got 12 chicken wings, half mango, half buffalo. That's 6 buffalo, 6 mango. Then I got a hamburger with fries. Not a whole lot of fries, you know. For some reason I took notice at these Irish pubs, because I've been to the one in freaking, what you may call it, San Cristobal. They really don't give you much in the form of fries. You know, the fries taste good, but they don't give you enough fries. Then I got a glass of lemonade. So my entire bill was 299 pesos, which divide by 20, that's what, 15 bucks? 15 bucks plus I tipped the girl like a dollar, which is 20 pesos. So for $16, guys, I ate hamburger, fries, 12 chicken wings with the bone. I don't like boneless chicken wings, to be honest with you. I like the bone in there, you know? Gives you something to, like, freaking chew on. So, yeah, guys, that was a good meal. It wasn't exactly the best. You know, maybe it's because it's late night, they're about to close. You know, the chicken wings were cold when they came outside. They really were not warm at all. The hamburger, you know, the burger itself was okay, but it seemed kind of soggy. So I guess, you know, when you're like one of the last people to come and order inside a restaurant, the food quality is gonna go down, you know, end of the night. Oh, gracias, señor. They're nice people here, guys. I have absolutely nothing negative to say about the people at all. Wherever I've been in Mexico, you know, I've been in like 5 Mexican states, if you think about it. I've been to Quintana Roo, which is the Yucatan Peninsula. The Yucatan Peninsula also has the state of Campeche. So I've been to the state of Campeche, state of Quintana Roo, state of Chiapas, where San Cristobal and Tuxtla is. And then this state of Oaxaca, where I am right now. And then when I went to Tijuana, I don't know what state I was in, but I've been in 5 Mexican states so far. And I only visited Mexico like 3 times in my life. Ugh, I stepped in a puddle, that's fine. So anyway, look at some of the old buildings over here. I'm actually gonna give you a better tour of this place, God willing, in the morning. But I just wanted to say, guys, that Oaxaca is not expensive. Tomorrow when I go to the Mercado, you know, the Mercado is the open air market, kind of like San Cristobal, where I buy my food from, fresh. You know, one thing I took notice is that when it comes to food prices, like fresh food, you know, not imported crap, not processed crap, but food that's grown here in Mexico, whether you're in Merida, San Cristobal, Cancun, Playa del Carmen, wherever you are in Mexico, guys, you pay about the same when it comes to fresh chicken and vegetables, which is what I buy. And I don't think Oaxaca is going to be any different, but we're going to find out tomorrow. Yeah, I'm digging the cold weather, guys. You know, the good thing about the cold weather, if you want to dress up, you know, wear a leather jacket, when you go out at night, you can do that. And at the same time, you can walk around in shirts and a t-shirt like I'm doing. So, I think that's a Mercado right there. I think that's where they sell their stuff. I know there's a Mercado here somewhere. No, I think it's down there. I'm gonna pass by it. But this is really nice. Look at this, guys. Look at this. Kind of reminds me a little bit of, not Brasov, it was that Romanian city, I forgot the name of that Romanian city that I went to. Kind of reminds me a little bit of it. I'm going to see if you can go inside that thing. Tomorrow we'll find out. So, yeah, Oaxaca, man, simply because of the altitude, we're good, you know. Believe it or not, if you go down the mountain, you're going to be in, you know, 93, 94 degrees during the day, like 87 at night. Humidity, jungles. Well, I don't want to say jungles. The highland. We are we are closer to the Pacific Ocean than we are to the Gulf. So unlike the Yucatan Peninsula, it's really not a jungle here. The Yucatan Peninsula is a jungle. Here, it's kind of more like lush greens more than anything else. So we are just a couple hours away from Puerto Escondido, where the Pacific Coast is. Now, I'm not going to go to the beaches or anything like that because I really hate hot weather. So I'm going to stay the night here tonight. Tomorrow, I'm going to stay here. I might stay here for a third day, or I may go to a place that's 8,000 feet up in the mountains called San Jose del... Shit, what was it? San Jose del something. I'll let you know if I decide to go there. But so far, guys, so far, so good. I mean, I like this place more than Tuxtla. I mean, if Merida was like this with the weather, I'd be in Merida. I'd pick Merida, guys. And the reason why I'd pick Merida, it's because Merida has a sophisticated class compared to the Chiapas and Oaxaca states here. In these states of Chiapas and Oaxaca, the people here are indigenous. They're brown skinned, they're short. You know, nothing wrong with that, but they're really not our caliber of people. Oh, look at this over here. Look at this. I'm gonna give you a tour of all this stuff, you know, God willing, tomorrow. So like I was saying, guys, you know what, I can go down here and hang a left. So like I was saying, you know, the problem with the people here, and again, it's not their problem, you know, it's, hey, how you doing? It's not their problem, it's their country, you know. But like I said before, and I'll say it again, you know, brown people, for the most part, are like feral animals. They're not refined, they're not sophisticated. So when I was in Merida, guys, when you go up in the upper classes, you get to run into like white Mexicans, if you want to call them white. I mean, obviously they're descendants of Europeans. Look at this. This is an old building. I think they renovated it, but this is an old building. So, the best time for Merida, guys, the best time for Merida, everybody tells me the best time for Merida is November, December, January. You got 3 months of the year, which is the best time for Merida. So I might give Merida a try in December or January. Maybe in November. Nah, November is only a month away. That's too soon. I want to try other Mexican states and cities. But yeah, guys, look around you, man. It's not bad. Oaxaca ain't bad at all. You know, they have a Starbucks a couple of kilometers away from here. You know, there's a Walmart. I mean, there's really a Walmart everywhere, but you don't need to go to Walmart unless, I guess, you're gonna buy, you know, something electronic or something. But if you just want food, fuck Walmart. See, guys? See how it looks like? It's not bad. Oh, what's this over here? What do they have over here? Let's take a look. What do these people have? I hear music. See? They're freaking wearing the mask, man. Again, most indigenous people, thank God, some of the indigenous people, like the people from the villages, they don't give a flying F. What's this guy selling? What's this guy selling? What are these people selling? What are you people selling? Do I want to walk all the way down there? My Airbnb is on the other side. Do I really want to walk all the way down there? Let's walk all the way down there. Bienvenidos. Okay. I think this is it over here. I think this is a Benito Who's this Benito Juarez guy? Is he like the founder of Mexico or something? They named an airport after Benito Juarez. They named freaking roads and cities after him. Benito Juarez sounds like he's an important person. You know, this kind of reminds me of the market. There's a market in Los Angeles. It's in downtown Los Angeles. It's all Mexicans. This kind of reminds me of it. So I'll probably come by here tomorrow, see what they have going on. Okay, so let's see what they have here. You know, I'm in the mood for something sweet. Are they selling sweet stuff or not? What are these people selling? What are these people selling? I don't know what they're selling. I don't think it's sweet. What's that? No, it's not sweet. I don't smell anything sweet. So, yeah, this is all part of the Mercado. This is the Mercado right here. So, what was I gonna tell you guys? Yeah, even though I only been here for like maybe 2 hours, I can tell you that this is a decent place to be here in Oaxaca. It's nice, it's decent. The weather is good, architecture is good, food is cheap. You know, I heard that they have good food here. Maybe that's food that's native to the Mexicans. You know, that McCarthy Irish pub wasn't all that good. But then again, you know, coming in at the end of the night, you know, the food is going to be soggy and cold. So can't really hold it against them. This place has some really nice architecture. Look at that. Look at that. Look at the architecture. Some of this stuff might be a couple of hundred years old. Let's take a left here and head back to the Airbnb. What's this guy selling? This guy's selling something. Is he selling something sweet? No, he's not selling anything sweet. I want something sweet. What's this? That's not bad. Tariff now is $5. That's what? $10. That's like $25. That's a little bit over $25. You know, Hotel Riviera. You know, let me give you some heads up, guys. Sometimes it's actually cheaper for you when you come to small towns like this. Sometimes it's actually cheaper for you to walk around and just go visit the local hotels, and you can get this room is 25, is like 25 to 27, $28, you know. My Airbnb is like 37, 38. I'm sure the Airbnb is a little bit nicer, but if you guys wanted to like get a room just for the night, just to sleep, you're better off really coming into these small towns and just scouting the local hotels. Because a lot of times, you know, they give you really good deals. Also, another thing, guys, when it comes to booking cars, don't book cars off of the internet when it comes to Mexico, guys. Book at the airport, and I'm gonna tell you why. You see, here in Mexico, they don't honor. What is he? That's a taxi. No, I don't need a taxi. What I was going to tell you guys is that here in Mexico, they don't honor the prices and policies on third-party websites like Expedia. So a lot of times, you guys can go and you can rent a car for $6 a day, you're gonna think to yourself, oh man, I'm getting a car for $6 a day. You come and pick it up, they're like, oh no, 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 no. We have to add on insurance, shit like that. So all of a sudden, a $6 car ends up being like $20+. So even if you buy the full coverage insurance, the Mexicans are gonna tell you, no, 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 no. You have to buy our Mexican insurance. And according to Mexican law, every rental car should have its minimum liability insurance. But the Mexicans, they'll tell you, oh no, you have to buy it, or you supply your own insurance, which, let's be honest, how many of us have Mexican insurance, right? So yeah, the Mexicans, they tend to like fuck you over and take advantage of you, even though it's not their company, man. It's like, okay dude, you work for Hertz, so if you rip me off, it's not like you're gonna make any money out of it, at least not that I'm aware of. So the best time for you guys to rent cars is in the off season, okay? So summertime, basically July and August to early September, do not rent cars because they'll be super expensive. Do not rent in December and maybe early January because they'll be expensive. Do not rent during a spring break up until April 15th. So let's say pretty much from March 15th to April 15th, do not rent car. Do not rent a car from, say, middle of June, right? Let's say from middle of June until early September, do not rent a car. Let's say all of December, do not rent a car. Because I'm telling you guys, if you rent during the high season, and I did rent a car during the high season, they'll charge you $75 a day, okay? You know, I rented a car for a week in June. I was paying $20 a day. Then like a month later, I tried to rent a car for a day. They rent me a car for $75 a day, when just a month ago I got it for $20 a day. So the bottom line here, guys, when it comes to Mexico at least, don't go by what the internet says. They're not gonna honor it. They're gonna fuck you over. The best thing for you to do is, A, if you're gonna rent a car in Mexico, rent a car in Mexico in the off season, okay? Because in the high season, they're gonna fuck you up the ass. So what you guys wanna do, okay, when you rent in the off season, like I'm doing right now, I got my car for about $20, okay? What you wanna do is that you wanna go to the airport, obviously, and you haggle with them. Again, if Mexicans can fuck you over, they're gonna fuck you over, okay? So you have to haggle with them. You know, for example, they wanted to rent me the car for like $35-$40 at Cancun Airport. And I told them, hey man, I was here 3 months ago and I got the car for $20. It's a low season. I know it's a low season right now. And he was like, let me speak with my manager. So obviously they knew that they were trying to scam me. So they did the whole saving face. And he's like, hey man, I'm going to give you a private deal, but just don't say it loud because I don't want other people to know how much you get in the car for. So it was obvious that they were trying to scam me. Then when I came to the airport in Tuxla, the airport is close to Tuxla, okay? Oh, that's police over there. Watch them stop me thinking I'm like, you know, some of the police here think I'm like fucking cartel. It's like, do I look like cartel, motherfucker? So, when I came to Tuxla, they wanted to rent me a car for $80 a day. Can you believe that, guys? They wanted me to rent a car for $80 a day. I ended up getting that car for like $23, you know? And here's another thing, guys. A pro tip from me, okay? Do not rent cars from women. Let me say that one more time. Do not rent. Damn it, might as well go down this way. They're both dark alleys. Now, I'm not scared of anybody. It's just that going down dark alleys is not good for the camera, because you really can't see that well. But my Airbnb is like 15 minutes down the street. So, again, pro tip. Do not rent cars from women, because they're going to scam you like to your face. You know, again, a woman tried to rent me a car for $80, and all I had to do was walk down to another company where a guy was in charge. And I was like, "You look, bro, I know these cars ain't going for $80. I know they're going for $20. And I ended up getting this car for, how much am I paying for this car? I got the car for 5 days, five times, the car I have right now, guys, that I am using here in Oaxaca, it's like, $24-$25 a day. And that includes insurance and everything. Again, by law, all cars have to come with insurance, with the minimum liability insurance. But again, Mexicans are gonna try to rip you off. That's just how it is, guys. Okay, apparently this was built in 1774. It says 1774, then 1848. Maybe it was like burnt and they rebuilt it. Or maybe it was finished in 1848. But this is probably like 200 years old. Hey, this thing is probably older than America if you think about it. Yeah, look, this church is older than America if you think about it. So that's pretty much what I have for you guys. And the last thing is, if you plan on renting a car and you're gonna drive, okay, either carry cash on you for the toll roads, because they don't accept credit cards, okay? Either you carry cash for toll roads, or you have a one of those transponders that will charge your credit card. Obviously, you'll have to go to the store and buy it and link it to your credit card. So it's best for you just to carry cash and pay the toll roads without having to get a transponder. One last thing is that when it comes to the toll roads, okay, Mexicans don't know what a toll is. Quota, C-O-U-T-A. You just ask them, how much is it for quota? La cuenta? Quota, okay. La cuenta means how much is the bill. Quota means the toll road, okay? And one last thing, guys. If you take the toll road from Merida to Mexico, from Merida to Cancun, or Cancun to Merida, that toll road will cost you almost 30 American dollars. Let me say that one more time. If you take the toll road from Cancun to Merida or Merida to Cancun, that toll road will cost you the equivalent of 30 American dollars, okay? So what you can do, guys, okay, let's go down this road because my Airbnb is on that side. So what you guys can do, which is what I do, is avoid toll roads. You know, set Google to avoid toll roads. Unfortunately for me, because I had to get to my airplane, I had to take the toll road. And because I had to take the toll road, because the toll roads will get you there quicker. Okay, for example, from Merida to Cancun or vice versa, it's 4 hours if you take the toll road. If you do not take the toll road and you have to go through all the little villages, it's 5 hours. So let me say that one more time. If you don't take the toll road from Cancun to Merida, it's 5 hours, simply because you have to go through all the small villages. And even though the distance is the same, instead of going 100 kilometers, you're going to be going like 20, 30 kilometers in the villages. So the toll road does save you time, but it's expensive. And again, the toll road from Cancun to Merida and vice versa is by far the most